about want to know if the seventh angel who is manifesting now, is it the first time the seventh angel manifests in this universe? Because you have explained that there are a lot of civilizations outside the universe anywhere, and maybe it's not the first time that the seventh angel manifests himself.
Okay, well, actually, Buddhists and Hindus believe that, obviously, there have been five Buddhas who came and manifested themselves and brought the Buddhist ideology to humanity. There are the belief in Hinduism that the universe, of course, goes to sleep and wakes up, you know, and there is a ring thing that if we move these rings to different places, I forgot what it's called, but it's a kind of like something can move from one ring to another ring, and this it takes infinite time to do it, to complete the task, and when that happens, then you complete it, and the universe, the creation, will go back to sleep. That's how it's going to take that long. So, and also we believe that God is infinite, and if he has been here in eternity forever, then the process of awakening, the creation will take wires, and then we have to come back and take it back to the Godhead, return it back to where it came from. It might have happened infinite times. So that is not a impossibility that this creation or many creations has evolved before and even evolving right now in many parts of the infinite universe. So if you can even imagine what infinity means and eternity means, then anything possible, you know, might have happened, you know, infinite times that these things have happened again and again. Probably not exactly the same way each time, but each time, of course, it's different place, different race, different experience, different energy, different beginning, different end. So and also God is very flexible, but the whole universe is very flexible. That's why it's amazing why spiritual people become so rigid. It doesn't make sense. If you know really God, you can't be rigid. You know, as I said, in even evolution, this kind of human, this body goes to a planet has greater gravity. The creation is so flexible that after a while, our body adapts itself to that environment, so it can be more comfortable to live in such a gravity environment. So the whole human, whole creation, whole Godhead is very flexible, you know, thing. So why people who become godly or they know God or they want God to become so rigid, that's a mystery to me, because if you are really know God, you become very flexible and very adaptive person in any environment. So we can see that creation and God is very flexible. God is not rigid in one theory or one understanding or one creation. When I was a child, I remember I used to imagine, okay, what's the end of the universe? I would go, 10, 15 minutes, I'd go, okay, that's the end of the universe. Then I would think, okay, this is the end of the universe, that end has to end somewhere itself, doesn't it? You can say, okay, this is the end of the universe, when it ends, even if it is a wall there, when that wall finishes, okay, go, okay, that wall finishes, what's after that wall? There should be another wall, the universe, another wall? Okay, well, that's finished. It usually can go forever and ever, and it's never going to finish. So my mind was just stopped. It couldn't go any farther. It boggled. I was thinking, now what? I can't go any farther. That's infinite.
meditation, you cannot go any farther. You cannot intellectualize it, but in your meditation, then you experience the infinity one. There's no question about it. There is infinity. You don't ask anymore. You don't try to go all the way to the end. You know it is, or eternity. What is eternity? Eternity means there is no beginning. The mind cannot conceive there is no beginning. That's why they have this philosophy about just the beginning of the creation. I like the best is the Hindu explanation of, you know, that God, in the beginning, God thought, you know, that there is another God, that He created Him. And then, after a while, we recognize that, no, He is God. Mm-hmm. So He knows what the beginning is, and then He says, maybe He doesn't even know. No, it's just so wonderful. And yet, it's just this is the thing the mind cannot explore. Mind accepts what is eternity. No time, no beginning. But when you experience eternity in meditation, there's no question about it. Okay? There is eternity, there is no beginning, there is no end. It's something beyond human thinking. The human brain cannot still, you know, realize it. But in your meditation, when you experience it, you have no question left. That's why some of the questions cannot be answered. They have to be experienced. Okay. So you can experience that and you say, okay, fine, that's great, I know it. This is possible. So the whole creation is infinite. The time is eternal. How many times creation was created? How many times the creation went through the awakening, just like being in a sleep, and then when awakening, waking up, and in the beginning, do you remember where you are? Have you ever been asleep? And then you wake up, you don't remember who you are, where you were, who you are, you know, what place you are in the wake up, you know, and it's just like the universe. In the beginning, you know, when God wakes up from the sleep, the only thing he says He knows, and when you wake up in that state that you don't know where you are, who you are, the only thing you think, you know, you are here and you are alive, but you don't know who you are, where you are, and then you remember, oh yeah, I can move, I can go around, I do, and then you start, oh yeah, okay, oh, my name is, okay, Joseph, okay, oh, my name is Marcelo, my name is Ellen, or wow, whatever. And then you start remembering, your memory comes back. Then you go, oh, this is our house that I leave, this is Mishnah Mosheya, and then all around. And then you know what's up. That's exactly what's happened. The God wakes up after the longest sleep of deep. You know, even his sleep is millions of times deeper than we sleep. Imagine this nice sleep. So when he wakes up, okay, he doesn't remember where he is, and he knows, he starts remembering he can do, he remembers something. Yes, I have done that, I have created so many creations. Now I know who I am. And then that creation starts and goes on. How many times has happened? Many, 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 many times over in time. So this is that the question that is really has to be experienced. Then the experience God, then we become very predictable. We can see that the prophets that have brought messages to humanity, they are not religious. They are very predictable people. Okay? And then the followers become what? Religious. Okay? Then they want to put that God person in a bottle. Okay? And then what do we have to do? What do we create? We create religion. And the religions don't understand each other because each of us made them very rigid. We cannot include anybody else. Okay, that's why I'm hoping this mission doesn't happen. Okay. We become so flexible and open that we can include everyone. Okay, no matter that, there's no one out there who's not a part of us. No matter who they are or what they do, what they do, they are a part of the mission of Maitreya. And has the creation happened in time? Yes, it has. And that we have gone through the same process. The same process, the same thing. God wakes up and sends His spirit and remembers the first
the steps are like in repetitive questions. If you don't meditate, if you don't chant, if you don't, you know, awaken your spiritual forces, you don't even know you have a spirit. How many people on earth, they know they are not their body? How many of them know they have a spirit? Most of them, they think what? This is the reality. You can't eat, just give me children and dog. And they never, ever have the experience of, hey, I am not my body. They think they are their body. Okay. So, the first step is to get the humanity calm down. Create an environment and tell them, sit and meditate for a while, okay? And then create an environment that the food is good, that the environment is good, there's enough sun, there's enough good air. We can make them to sit down and meditate and awaken their spiritual forces. Second, tell them, you have to live in a community. Okay? Community is a bunch of people together that help to create an environment that everybody has enough time to meditate and awaken their spiritual forces. So you cannot in a community tell what is it for me only, what is it for me only. It doesn't work. You can be kicked out of the community fast because everybody is just very annoyed with you. You know, the community, everybody should share. And then, and also of course, from surrendering submissive to the will of God. What is the will of God? To follow the eternal divine path. And they become universals. Shatter all the narrowness of the mind. Shatter the mind and dying and race and gender and nationality and even earth is being belong to earth, you belong to the universe. Just shatter all the knowledge. Open yourself to the ability to understand other cultures, other people, other races, other, you know, genders. In the head you should understand women. And women you should understand men, of course that they are a thing to do, but yeah, you should have tried. And so you can see that it is, but you become a different, you become a direct, you become an expanded mind person. So we get out of that rigidity, become flexible. Okay. I hope I answered those questions, but I don't know, I went all over the world saying, if I didn't answer those questions, go ahead and give me a call up.
I understand what you said, shoot a big question to understand what is indeed very difficult, sure. Mm-hmm. So I can understand the powers of this infinity from the day now.
What do I? Okay, you understand the part of the...